Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Duck Call Room.
Hey!
We're here.
That's it.
Where else would you rather be? Goblin?
I need a cup of coffee.
Goblin.
You should have done that before we started.
Now we're rolling, son.
That's right. We're on.
But you're a grown man. If you need to get up and go get you some, go do it.
Well, I will.
I dare you. Leave you pile of snacks there unguarded. Do it.
I thought that was a walnut, but it's not.
It looks like a walnut.
It does, don't it?
Is it cauliflower?
It is a walnut.
It is a walnut.
Stay tuned later in the ads for what we're talking about. Yeah.
We're having trouble identifying all the good stuff in it. Hey.
It's good, dude.
Goblin, what'd you get Miss Paula for her birthday? I know she celebrated one too, huh?
Hey.
I got her some of them. She wanted some of them. What's that called? On yawning where the leaves don't get in it?
Oh,
gutters?
Oh, leaf.
A gutter guard?
Yeah.
Leaf guard.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I got her some errors.
Never mess with your gutters again, boys.
He got her a dozen errors.
Oh, I thought you said mirrors or arrows?
Arrows.
Like bow and arrow.
Shooting you bow and arrow.
Yeah, bow and arrow. Stick and string.
Yeah. Man, you live in a dream where birthday presents are arrows and broadheads and deer targets. And
I buy candles.
What'd you buy? A new .6.5 Creedmoor?
Yeah. Get me a gun.
There you go.
I was in a fishing pole one time.
How'd that go over? I got Brittany a vacuum cleaner.
I've done that.
Her idea, not mine. It was hers.
Oh, it was mine.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird.
Paula wanted a lawnmower one time.
My dad got my mom a backpack blower for Christmas one time.
She fired up, wasn't she?
It was.
Mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews.
Mixed
she reviews. Used a lot, though, for how much she complained about that being her Christmas present. Just kidding. She was fired up about it.
Lord have mercy. Well, look, we got Mother's Day right around the corner. Don't forget. You got less than a week now
to get your
mom something for Mother's Day.
So. And your wife.
Yeah.
They're too young.
Huh?
They're too young to get her something.
I'm aware.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
I gotta take care of it.
Boy, it's anniversary, then her birthday, and now Mother's Day.
But see, you're done.
I'm running out of money.
Well, I'm same way. Except mine goes birthday, Mother's Day, anniversary, but it's all within a month of each other. But then I'm done for a while. You know?
Till Christmas.
Yeah.
That's me.
No, actually, till pre-duck season.
Yeah.
Walk in there with that get-me-over gift to the end of it, and then the gift after duck season is always bigger than the one prior. So
Christmas is easy, though. I just get her broadheads and bullets, and she's happy as a lark.
Broadheads and bullets, boys.
Man, hashtag goals, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's goals.
B&B.
That's a good time.
You ought to see her eyes when she pulls back it, opens it, and sees this broadhead.
Broadheads and bullets.
She gets her bow and goes outside and shoots.
Well, what are you getting her for Mother's Day then?
I don't know. I need to think about it.
Now, Johanna, that's her job now.
Wait, what?
Like, isn't there an age where, like, you don't have to buy your wife's stuff? The kids are in charge of that?
Yeah, I think it's 60.
Okay, never mind. See, that's why I asked somebody older and wiser than myself. So you're still on the hook?
No, I turned 60 in September.
Oh.
I'm off the hook.
No, so this will be your last one.
Yeah.
Because you ain't 60 yet.
Yeah, see, I turned 60.
I thought you said you turned. Turn and turned is not very different in your vocabulary. Because I can't tell if it's turn.
You can't figure it out.
Turn around.
Hey, I did figure out what the cause of dry skin was.
Okay.
Towel.
Oh,
He's back.
Goblin's He's working back. All the time, boys.
I'm here to tell you.
He's Goblin, working all the time.
Goblin is back. Si, what are you getting Christine for Mother's Day? Nothing?
She's got a checking account. She get what she wants.
Oh. I tell you, we're in the room. Johnny D, we're in the room with a bunch of hopeless romantics.
Well, hey, you know, hey.
Pick it out, sucker.
Well, hey, if I pick it out and then she don't like it, I just, you know, yeah, don't bother me. If I pick you out something and then you run your mouth on it, all right, now, you know, I'm getting up from
It's kind of like when somebody cooks you a cake and you tell them it's trash, but then they bring you another.
Well, no, hey, no, hey, that's one of the things. Look, if you just eat junk, okay, don't ever critique it and say, well, babe, that was a little, didn't have enough salt, didn't have enough this, didn't have, it wasn't right. Well, you're going to eat bad food all your life. So the Robertsons are very good about critiquing what they eat.
Get in there and cook it yourself.
Hey, no, that's not an option.
You're going to get told.
That's what Paula told me.
That's not an option. With some marriages, that's an option. And look, whatever works for you is fine with me.
My grandma always told me, you either going to eat it or you're going to wear it. I never understood what wear it meant. So I just ate it. It just sounded like something I didn't want to have.
Well, I would just fix that. Most grandmas, when they cook something, it's good.
Yeah. But she always said, you either going to eat it or you're going to wear it.
You got two choices here. You can eat it or wear it.
Yeah. I didn't know what wear it
means. Hey, she'll throw it on you.
But it sounded bad.
That's when it grips on your chest when you're eating.
And that's when you get to eat it and wear it all at the same time.
I'm one of them. Because after I eat, I got to change my T-shirt.
It's always on the right
side. It's always all over my T-shirt.
Ain't nothing on the left.
Well, it's always good. You know? That's tell you I'm eating a lot of good, juicy food.
Yeah. You let it just hang around in your mustache up there?
Oh, hey, no. I got to clean up everything else after I eat. Go wash my face. Put another shirt on.
Goblin, you going to be all right, old buddy?
Mm-hmm. I just wonder. Mm-hmm. He's done cleaned that pile up.
He reminds
me
of like a horse with a feed bag. That's what he looks like. Because he, for some reason, shoved them all in his mouth like he's going to go somewhere.
He was afraid you were going
to get. I have to have a snack.
You got to have a snack, boy.
Snacks are important.
Keep that sugar regulated.
It's a snack pack.
I don't know that's how it works.
I'm confused. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Unbelievable.
Martin, what are you getting Brittany for Mother's Day?
A bunch of pictures of her and the boys. You know, since we remodeled and like whenever we basically moved back in, we had the kids. We still haven't really decorated the house, the inside per se. So rather than putting up old stuff, I got a bunch of pictures printed out of her and the boys. And,
good call.
I don't know. It seemed like the least offensive thing I could do.
We've said we need to decorate after we had kids, and that was 9 years ago, and we still haven't. So
yeah. Well, the good news is we didn't decorate prior, so it's not like I'm having to take stuff down. I mean, this is all install. This is going to be super simple. Super. I hope. I mean, I don't. However, she wants to do them, but. No.
So you know what my move is, which I'm glad you reminded me because I need to do this tonight. I just let the kids say something, and then I go buy it off the internet, and it's always super weird and hysterical. And I'm like,
there
it is.
That's what your kids want.
1 year, Ben's, for her birthday, got her race car pants, which were just checkered flag pants. She's never wore them, which is kind of offensive. But I just let them, hey, you think of something, whatever's in your head, let her rip.
And we're about to order.
And we're ordering it.
That's tight, though.
Yeah.
Because then the kids really got the mom. Son, they didn't get what dad wanted to get mom. That's their own deal.
Every once in a while, I'll try and coach them.
Yeah.
But them red Crocs she has to wear all the time. I was like, he said he wanted to get you red Crocs.
She's got red Crocs.
Fire engine red, man.
Really?
She acts like she don't like them, but she does.
But low-key, they ain't got no soul left on the bottom of them, did
they? Yeah, no, she wears them way too much for something she called ugly.
Yeah.
She didn't call them ugly in front of the kids. She said, oh, thanks.
Every time Brittany wears Crocs, I take a picture of her because she once said I'd never be caught dead in them things. And I'm like, click.
Motherhood does stuff to you.
What about, this is even pre-motherhood. She slipped mine on one time. It's got a little fuzzy stuff in it I wear during duck season.
I've never done the fuzzy Crocs.
Oh, beautiful during hunting season when you're just wearing them to go step into a pair of waders. Fantastic for that.
I'm not a big Crocs guy.
No, I don't wear them outside of that, but I wear them to the truck. And then to get in my waders. That's when I wear them. But she slid them on one time to go to the mailbox when it was a little cool out. Next thing I know, she'd been to academy and got her some fuzzy Crocs, too. I said, now, hold on. I said, now, hold on now. Hold on. You talking trash.
That's funny.
And here you go. You know, you influencer. That's what I am.
You are. You need to do that, though. As soon as your kids can talk, just say, what do you want to get, Mom? And whatever comes out.
I hope it's like a Chapo or something. I hope that they want to get her fishing baits or something. Hilarious. That would be funny. Me. Yeah. No, that would be funny.
Don't get me started on that one.
Yeah. Maybe an 18-foot jig pole like Goblin was talking about before we got rolling.
16. Oh, 16. Black diamond, baby.
Black diamond, baby. That's why he wears a hat.
Sounds like a song.
I thought that was black velvet.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
50-50 chance.
Unreal. Well, let's take our first break. We'll be back right after this.
I'm going to get coffee.
Rucker, do you know what makes the best neighbors?
What makes the best neighbors?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quiet ones.
A good fence. You know what's better than building a fence out of dead wood?
Ooh, live wood.
There you go.
Live
building wood. It trees. Out of live wood. Yeah. Yes. And you can do that with our friends at Fast Growing Trees. If you want shrubs to protect you from your neighbors, I say protect, but, you know, kind of shelter you in place, do a little thing. You want shrubs, you want trees, you want bushes, you want grass, they got you. Whatever you want, they got you. And that's what's cool, because like I planted the persimmon trees, I got one for each of the boys. I like a way to give back to wildlife. All the wildlife come eat the persimmons when they're ready in a few years, all the things. It's our way of giving back, you know. And it's really cool. And not to mention, I don't know if you married now.
Yep.
At some point your wife's gonna say, we need new bushes.
Mm-hmm.
We need new plants. Look, you know how expensive that is? Oh. It's a heck of a lot cheaper if you go to fastgrowingtrees.com, though, because they can help you out. You can type in you're in Louisiana. They can tell you what grows here, what doesn't grow here. So if you're like, man, that's really cool, but it don't grow here, don't waste your money.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's useful.
So there you go. Look, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days, and along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. So they got, like, you can grow lemons on your front porch, you can grow them in the kitchen, you can grow avocados, olives, figs, whatever you want. You can just go shopping right there. You know, you can go, I say, hey, we ain't got to go to a grocery store, just go pick you a Meyer lemon right off the tree right there. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. You don't have to drive around the nursery. Save yourself time. Save yourself some money. And their in-house experts are always ready 24/7 to help you out. And look, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code
DUCK
at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
That's it.
I thought you had something you wanted to talk about.
Oh, I do.
What do you want to talk about?
Mind-blowing stuff.
Oh, what's
this
that?
This is mind-blowing stuff.
I think this is going to be right up Si's alley.
Explosive.
So last night, we got our new porch or whatever on the back porch. It's like a new deck up to the side.
So your house isn't a dump anymore.
Oh, okay.
That was your child's words, not mine.
Easy.
That was Carter's explanation.
I mean, I know I don't live behind the gate in the neighborhood, but
that was Carter's explanation.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, so we get that, and it's because our back porch was screened in. Now we got this area that's not, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, I'm laying down, I'm looking at the moon. Have y'all ever just stared at a full moon for like an hour?
I have.
Just stared at it.
I have.
Yeah. That thing's moving fast.
There to there?
Oh, yeah. You can like see it moving.
Well. When I was camping out, we would look at it all night long.
And just stare at it, right?
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, I've done it before, but last night I was like, that's moving faster than I've ever thought about. And I was like, Allison, have you noticed how fast the moon's moving? She's like, well, how fast are we moving?
666,000 miles an hour.
That gummy bear was Peach.
How did he know that?
Hey.
Hold on.
PBS.
Hold on. Did you just know? No, that's not right.
PBS, yes it is.
67,000, but you added.
Hey, 666, the actual thing, they've rounded it off.
67,000. Well, you're adding one more digit.
Well, I don't like 666.
Hey.
Give him benefit of the doubt.
On the show, it was 66.
That's 18, ain't it?
6,000.
66. We're going 18 and a half miles per second.
Oh, no, no, look. Hey.
I didn't
This move. Old man.
We just moved 100 miles.
No, we didn't because we're flat.
No, no. Hey, this old man, okay.
Spare.
From January 1, 2022 to January 1, 2023, I traveled over 5 million miles.
Yeah,
you know where most of it is spent?
Asleep.
In your bed.
In my bed recliner. Or recliner. It's like I dumped it. I hadn't even moved, and yet I've traveled that far.
That's right. You've turned a complete circle.
Yeah. Hey.
My mind got blown last night by 18.5 miles per second.
That's how fast you went.
That's it.
And you didn't go anywhere.
I'm still going. I'm going that fast right now.
Yeah, 18.5.
Yeah. We've gone 300 miles since I've started talking.
I can't believe we just ain't slung out of this building.
It's almost like there's gravity or something.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. What's holding us in these chairs?
Ain't no such thing as gravity.
Yeah. It's kind of like we're round and not flat. I mean, it's bizarre, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost like we rotate on an axis. And,
Now, I didn't know we were going that fast.
I understand that, but hey, they can't show me that. Our scientists?
Huh?
They can't show me the axis that this Earth is rotating on. Because we fly around this stupid thing all the time.
Well, cut it in half.
Well, hey, they're still not going to be able to show you that.
You ever heard of the North and South Pole? Hey. That's where they're sticking out.
Do they ever catch any fish?
I don't know.
Galvin said that's how a globe attaches. They right up there.
No, that's what keeps it upright.
No, it's Santa Claus's house.
No, Santa Claus don't keep nothing upright.
Good grief.
Except the toys.
Anyway,
he might keep his sled upright.
I don't know why I thought we were going like maybe 5 miles per hour through the galaxy.
No.
We're going like 20 miles per second.
Hey, it's a big circle, son.
Then it made sense once I got to thinking about it. Then I stared at the moon for 30 more minutes.
Did it move?
Yeah, a good bit.
Had any of them gummy bears?
Hey, the night I stared at the moon,
I was just wondering.
No.
We had an unidentified flying object.
Uh-oh.
Go across the sky when we was watching it.
That was a green wing tail.
When was you doing this?
This was when I was in high school.
High school.
Came out with planes.
Oh, look, no.
Was there any unidentified brown beverages consumed during that?
No, it wasn't no beverages.
No, he knew exactly what they were.
No, it wasn't no beverages consumed, but here's what was fantastic about it.
Okay.
This wasn't a... No.
Oh, it come back?
Oh, no. This was zip, 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 zip. It moves in nanoseconds. And we're watching it going. It was wild. And then.
You've been messing around in cow piles.
Well, what was it?
We don't know. Unidentified
flying. I was going to ask him how close was the closest fertilizer tank.
Fast forward about 20 years.
Hold on. 20 years later.
Yeah, 20 years later. We go on a duck hunting trip.
In New Mexico. Yeah.
Okay.
This is story number
1:30 a.m. in the morning, we on the Rio Grande River, which you can wade across it anywhere. We're throwing out decoys, and in a 45-minute period, we've seen 17 different falling stars, shooting stars, our planets burning up.
Higgins,
whichever one you want to call. You,
I was there. I can concur.
That was one of them.
Y'all got to make a lot of wishes.
No.
It was pretty.
Pretty wasn't the word. I mean, the big ball of fire that come across, it actually got up right above us, and then a little piece broke off, and then it was a giant ball of fire, and a little bitty one.
That was cool.
And Phil said, boys, what we're looking at is a giant planet that is falling out of the sky, burning up. It's on fire. And then we asked the question, wonder where it's going to hit?
Yeah, not us, because it didn't come over.
No, they got some oilers out of Texas or out of the Gulf, and they went and blew it up, so we're all safe now. I just love how we can say one day today.
We got to talk about the moon.
That's how we got there.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about landing on an aircraft carrier.
Aircraft carrier.
Weird things happen on a full moon.
No, look, I wonder what the actual runway, I mean, it's a big ship, but I wonder what the distance is on the takeoff.
Well, stand by. Let's Google it.
We need to get on one of them ships.
Let's Google it, and we'll come back and answer that question.
Yeah, we'll answer that question, because I'd like to know.
Martin?
Yeah, buddy.
What's the greatest piece of mail you've ever gotten?
I don't know, man.
You do. What? It's a mattress, and it came from Helix. Not the best thing ever? You open a box, boom, you have a mattress, and you're like, a mattress in the mail? I don't know. And then it's like the most comfortable mattress ever because it was tailor-made for you because you took a two-minute quiz, and it was like, hey, you're exactly what you need. Boom. And you're like, wow, this is the most comfortable thing on earth. Thanks, Helix. It came in the mail.
I will have to say, until you get a mattress in the mail, you never realize how tedious going to a mattress store actually is to find the one for you, where you can sit down and in 2 minutes answer all the questions, whether it's for you, you and your wife, your kids, whatever. Fill out the questionnaire and they send you a mattress that's made for you, because that's what they do. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. They have 20 unique mattresses, including award-winning Lux Collection and a mattress for, shocker, big and tall sleepers. That's your boy. And even a mattress made just for kids. And now Helix is bringing us their most premium mattresses yet with the new Helix Elite Collection. Every Helix Elite has a built-in cooling cover, thousands of supportive coils, dual cushioning layers, and even lumbar support for a truly elevated sleep experience. So if you want to know which one it is, take the quiz. You can get it done in 2 minutes or less. And then you have a mattress that's built just for you, and it ships straight to your door.
And then you jump on it and just, hey, you're sleeping on a cloud, boys.
You can jump on it. You can lay on it. You can do whatever you want on it, because it is that, I mean, it's that well made. And there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it. So 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress.
That's right. And if you're not satisfied, which you're not, you're going to be ecstatic about how great it is.
Look. There you go. And we're all unique. We all sleep differently. That's why Helix has several different mattresses to choose from. They have models with memory foam layers, models more responsive foam to cradle your body, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating. And if your spine needs a little extra TLC, they got you. It has a hybrid design combining wrapped steel coils in the base and foam layers at the top. So, I mean, I don't know what else you could want in a mattress. Johnny D, he's wrapped up in a pillow in a cloud every
mine
night.
Mine is just a soft, fluffy, beautiful cloud.
There you go.
I should go back home right now.
Moonlight, right?
Moonlight.
There you go. He's chasing the moonlight. Not only is this the best mattress we've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattress delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Don't take our word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by Wire Magazine, and it's recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on which one you get. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
Hey, look, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know we're not superstar athletes. We're just regular dudes.
Regular dudes.
Who do regular things.
That's right.
And it's important to stay regular and to stay healthy to be regular. So it's important that we take supplements of the highest quality. And that's why we've been partnered with AG1. How long have we been drinking AG1, Philip?
A long time. Probably about 3 years for us.
Yeah, and unlike a lot of those other brands of supplements, AG1 conducts a bunch of testing to set the standard for purity and potency, and it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists. Are you a scientist, doctor, or nutritionist?
Negative.
So how are we supposed to know? That's why we go with AG1, because they've got decades of experience in their field. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. Philip, you made a pack right here. It's that easy.
I did. I knew I was doing the duck call room this morning, and so I waited to do my AG1 here.
Right there.
And look, we never miss a day when we drink our AG1, me and my wife, Alicia, and we've loved it for a long time, and it's really helped us out.
Yep. And we know we can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality, the standards of manufacturing partners, and sustainable practices. Taking care of your health shouldn't be complicated.
And that's why AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one scoop or travel pack. Philip already did all that while we were doing this ad.
You can definitely tell when you miss a day and you don't drink it.
Yeah.
Some time goes by, you're craving to go back and drink your AG1.
AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes vitamin C. Mm. Can't get enough vitamin C and zinc to support my immune health. Look, it all started back when Superman himself, Christian Huff, started drinking AG1, got us all on it. We're not Superman, and I'm not going to be able to lift the weights he lifts, but I'm going to be able to feel great every single day by drinking AG1.
And you're going to have better gut health.
Better, yeah, that's important for me. Look, we've been partnering with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out.
An aircraft carrier runway is about 300 feet long. A mere fraction.
That ain't very far.
That's a football field.
Yeah. That ain't very far.
Could you imagine going like
that's a football field,
600
yards.
Miles an hour and stopping in 300 feet?
Yeah. Oh, it's shorter than that. It's shorter than that.
Whoop-lash, that's what I'm telling you.
All your energy goes through your belly button
and then back slap your backbone.
Yeah. It's one of them deals like you're doing this and just, I guess they got really good seat belts on them or you know.
That's why they just.
Otherwise, it'd probably break their neck if it didn't.
I had to have
when Galvin says innards. I don't know why. It just tickles
me. Innards go to your belly button and slap your back.
It tickles me to death.
We need to get Cy in one of those planes.
No, I had two opportunities, okay?
Oh, and you didn't do it?
No. We never could work it out. I had two opportunities that I was going to get to fly with the Blue Angels.
Wow, that would have been cool.
No, and it was. And every time it was happening, something always came up that they had to leave.
I think that was a good I think that was the good Lord saying.
Well, no, because hey,
I ain't ready for you.
Well, no, because that's what they tell me, yo.
Because you go pull you a bunch of few G's.
Well, no, because
I hear it's not good for your innards.
No, because that's what I tell you.
Slap your belly button.
I'd love to do that.
Yo, the big belt balloon tires on the back and the little bicycle tires on the front.
I want to jump out of something up there. I want to do that. What do they call it? Skydiving?
No.
I would fly with the Blue Angels.
I'll fly with them, but I ain't jumping out of a good
place. We should go.
Just think about it. If you mess up and something happens, I mean, it's over quick. You never know it.
We should figure out how to do that.
On what?
You bringing that up. I started to go airborne when I was.
It takes a long time to fall 10,000 feet, buddy.
And I watched a airborne.
Well, yeah, but.
Terminal velocity of a human's about 120.
That'll be the fun part.
Thanks, Mark Rover.
It's the stop that, you know, ain't real good.
Well, when they jump out of the plane, you get to go on like 120 when you're free falling.
That's a song.
No, 120 miles an hour. You're like this with your arms out. That would be a trip.
I know.
Okay, I will have to say that would be a trip. Okay, to actually free fall.
You know, a lot of these days I can somehow seem to guide the conversation. I give up today.
You're out.
I'm just going to let these two roll, man.
I'm just going to keep tossing things.
Yeah, you're just going to keep confirming fun facts.
Well, this is
old boy that used to race motocross and do all that freestyle, Travis Pastrana. He jumped out of one without a parachute.
Why?
The drummer for Blink 182?
He just jumped out, and his buddy jumped out with him. And he went and grabbed. He fell for a while.
He's got to hold on. Yeah.
So they was playing tag up.
Oh no,
that's right.
Different Travis.
You don't say.
I wonder if they weighed the same, because you know if somebody's heavier than nothing, looks
going
like
down
fall
faster. Yeah, you go faster.
I've never understood why people would go and jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
My daughter tried it.
I hear they're not that great, the ones you jump out of. So by the time you're up there, you're kind of ready to get out anyway.
Well,
at least that's the case in
I think, I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't jump, but it's a last resort. It's not going to be like I'm leaving this thing behind.
The only time
a parachute deal.
Here's the only time I would jump out of anything.
With you in the Bahamas. No, I'm not jumping out of an airplane.
If I was going to burn up.
Like, I didn't go swimming with a barracuda. You think I'm going to jump out of an airplane?
Would you fly with the
Blue
Angels?
Oh, that's the one thing you don't want to do.
Absolutely, I would do that.
We did.
How many times do you think we'd throw up?
I don't know about throw up, but I know I'd pass out every time they made a turn. Like, I mean,
What are you doing?
Nah. If you flew with the Blue Angels, how many times would you puke or pass out?
Well, it depends on what they do.
I would not puke.
They're doing all of it.
Well, I'm saying, if they run you through the gauntlet.
I've never experienced that many.
You'd probably throw up a lot.
Of course, the problem with me is I ain't real sure there's enough room in that cockpit of said Blue Angel for your boy to get.
Well, it's limited.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's very limited.
Like, I'll probably, getting my big rear end in there would probably limit some of the tricks we could do.
I don't think the plane, the seat might have trouble. I don't think the plane's going to have trouble.
No, yeah, the seat for sure. I mean, my knees are going to be up.
It's like race cars.
Huh?
Race cars.
What
about them? They're built for the driver.
Yeah, little tiny people.
Okay, I mean, they're tailor suited. Yeah. Okay, they're
little small folks.
They're tailored for the guy that's going to drive the vehicle.
How tall are you? You're not.
6'4".
Oh, you're good.
Am I?
Barely. Yeah. You don't want to hit the eject button because you're going to be close to the most.
Yeah. Yeah, you're breaking the most. Goose did.
Close to the most what?
The bubble. The bubble over your head where they close the cockpit.
They call it the most?
Well, I'm just saying.
He'll be closer than most to it.
Yeah. Closer than most.
You can be 6'5".
Yeah.
Can't be 6'6". Michael Jordan was out.
I'd feel that, sir.
He's out, boys.
Well, I tell you,
and I'm
what,
assuming they don't have a weight requirement, but they would make you run a lot.
If that thing needed to come open, I'd bump my head against it.
I don't think so.
Push it on just like.
Because I think you got a pretty good rocket up under your rear end sending you up.
Oh, yeah.
Forward.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Just like that exit door on that plane.
That's a rocket.
That's where
rocket
you want
seat.
Me sitting. Because if it need be, that door's coming open.
You want Godwin chunking.
That's right. I will make a hole.
He will make a hole. That's what I told him, people.
So he can jump out of the plane.
Yeah.
Did you go skydiving for real?
Yeah. Heck yeah, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
So many got to be like tandem or something? Like somebody's got to be strapped on to Godwin?
That's what my daughter.
I'd pay to see that.
That's what my daughter done.
I'd pay to see Godwin up under somebody this. Like, as they're falling.
My daughter did it.
But I want the video. I don't want to be up there beside them.
Tandem. She was hooked to the guy that had the parachute.
So that's putting a lot of faith in man. I ain't got that much faith in man.
And carabiners and straps.
No, thank you. I got that much faith in Jesus. But my man's name, he ain't Jesus.
It could be.
I mean, it could be Jesus. But,
I'm like Martin.
I ain't jumping to have a perfectly good airplane.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a last resort,
I'll do it.
Here we go.
I will do it for one reason.
Why?
I'm fixing to burn up. I'll get out of whatever is burning up.
What if you don't have a parachute?
I don't care. I'm jumping anyway. Before I burn up, I will
crash land and better than burn.
Crash land and die. But I ain't gonna burn.
See, I don't know.
That's why my goal is to go to heaven, because I don't want to go to hell. It's hot down there.
So I don't want to be hot or cold.
I just don't know about that whole, 30 seconds to a minute of falling to think about everything. I want it to be swift. Well, I guess burning.
I would like
swift.
To do it for one reason. It's got to be the freedom you would have.
I guarantee you, if it happens, you're going to think that went way too quick.
Yeah. Maybe you'd be over water and you could, pencil in and then... Swim back to the top.
I can't do that. Can you imagine? Pool. Ain't no chance I'm doing it in the ocean.
The problem with that is
you got to tread water. And there ain't nobody around. Then you're going to drown.
You don't have to worry about
drowning. That's what I'm saying. So you might as well go flat face first and just get it over with.
Just go ahead and make it a swan dive.
Yeah. There ain't no reason to try to survive it. The good Lord said
don't try to survive it. Hey, don't hit feet. Right. Don't hit feet first. Go ahead and hit it.
If you're jumping out of a plane that's on fire. It's just your
And it's into the ocean or the water. Yeah, it's just, let's get it over with, man. I'm coming, baby. Here we go. No more fighting it. Here we go. Anyway. Well. Sorry, folks. I don't know where we're at or where we're going, but we'll be back. How about that?
Moon.
Is it?
Full moon.
Oh, it is a full moon. Yeah, the bluegill are spawning. We'll be back.
Yeah, right. The bluegill are spawning, boys.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to three of those."
For real?
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win, because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
I did watch a video about Mark Rober last night.
Okay.
Who's that? They sent an egg. Mark Rober. You know who Mark Rober is?
No, no.
He's got way more YouTube followers than us. He's got it. Did the squirrels in the backyard and made the obstacle course for him?
No.
Oh,
y'all have never seen the squirrel obstacle?
No, I've seen that.
It's hilarious.
Squirrel
PBS run that.
Yeah. Well, that's good stuff.
PBS
run. Hey, I'm serious, Peter. Because look, hey,
you learn a lot about squirrels from Mark Rober.
No, because he did a study.
I know if they see you, they get still.
No. He did a study, and he would make all kinds of things. And then watch the squirrel, okay, figure out how to beat the system he put in where they couldn't get the food.
Oh, it's look at
hey, and it's amazing what they solved the problem.
They got them dolphins to put bombs on the bottom of ships.
No.
He used to work for NASA.
Animals are pretty slick.
Oh no.
And now he just makes YouTube videos.
No.
That's what I'd do.
There's the squirrel obstacle course.
Turn it on. Let's watch it.
Well, it's like 30 minutes long.
So, well,
and they
what else he got to do?
The squirrels do some amazing things.
There's
a ladder. What's that green thing over?
That's a slinky.
A slinky.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they were able to just jump across that because them squirrels can jump pretty far. But if they sat here too long, they'd be on the squirrel pult and he'd send them flying.
Squirrel.
You watched it, he put them in slow motion flying through the air, and you could tell they knew exactly what to do, and then they'd land on all 4 feet.
Well, yeah, they fly through there.
Hey, there is a flying squirrel.
Also true.
Because he goes to the top of the tree, okay, gets up there, bails off, and he's got a flying suit.
He does.
Okay, because it's connected to his arms and legs. And when he does that, he's got a flying suit. He just...
Yep.
So does a squirrel have two arms and two legs or four legs?
Four legs.
It's a great...
No, I would say he's got two arms and two legs. I like the way it's made.
Well, then what about a deer? Does he have two arms and two legs or four legs?
No, a deer's got four legs.
I'm just wondering where the leg ends and the arm begins.
I say a deer's got four legs. A squirrel's got, two arms and two legs.
No.
Yeah, it does.
He's four legs.
I would have to ask Mark Rober.
If you watch this show.
Or four arms.
They walk
on. No, he ain't got four arms.
They walk on.
Oh, well, if he's got an arm, he's got a four arm.
They run on all fours.
Sorry.
Nope. Two arms, two legs.
So he's got a forearm.
Hey, I like when you're hunting.
I got a forearm.
No, I like when you're hunting them and they run out of limb. They're running on a limb, getting away from you, shooting at them. And they just much room between the next tree and a limb.
Would you hunt squirrels if they could shoot back?
Nope. No, if anything, I hunted back, me back, nope.
That's why he doesn't go bear hunting.
If that happened, the human race would go extinct real quick.
You made a pretty crazy observation right there.
What?
If they could shoot back, you wouldn't hunt them.
No.
That's like all these people shooting people. If everybody would shoot back, they suckers would quit shooting at you.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, no, because, hey, when I was in college, I worked at the sheriff's office.
We were going there.
In Ruston. And we had a guy in uniform in a cop car pull up at a 7-Eleven that was being robbed. Well, when they was backing out, they turned and looked, seen the cop car. Well, they started just shooting at the car.
That's crazy.
Well, hey, he was just laying down and stuck his pistol on just. He shot his own windshield out. And they asked him, so what are you doing? He said, hey, I just wanted to stop shooting.
That's right. Quit shooting. It's a full moon,
just
boy.
Just quit. Just stop shooting.
Mark Rober doesn't have any gun videos. But he does have the glitter bombs. Have you seen those? Where the guy makes the fancy package and puts it on porches, and then people steal it, and then they open it and fart spray and glitter blows up over their house? You've seen that?
I've been the recipient of a glitter bomb.
No, these are like...
No, these are bad. These are for porch pirates, I know. But like when glitter bombs were first a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Proud recipient of a glitter bomb. Still don't know who sent that.
That sounds like an ice cream something.
No, it was no good. It just shot glitter and confetti all over me.
But you've seen that video, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, last night I watched one where he, because he used to work for NASA, he built a thing, took an, you know when you do the high school project where you drop an egg and you see if you try and make something where it won't break?
Mm-hmm.
He took an egg all the way to outer space and dropped it, and it landed and didn't break.
No.
No.
True story.
No gravity.
No.
No gravity.
He did it twice.
But it fell to Earth?
To Earth.
No.
Well, how did it not burn up?
No.
He's an, he worked for NASA. Don't ask me. I'm not that smart.
How was it not a bald head by the time he got
it? It had eight
terminal
shield.
Velocity,
there
man.
There you go.
It didn't, like, leave the atmosphere, I guess.
It was bald when it come back in, burned into the
it
whatever
didn't
you call it.
He ate it. He failed twice, but he has the world record now for egg drop.
Well, not just anybody can go to space. This is Mr. Rober's.
He got
just
a pocket full of money, too.
Yeah.
Why is he doing it?
And why does he live there?
Yeah.
Like, that's wild.
I think that's where he started.
Oh, that's his granny's house.
Yeah, that's his backyard.
Yeah, that is his backyard.
Yeah, that's his backyard.
I understand that, but, man, you would think a guy that, like, was that bizarre would want to be kind of out in some wide open
spaces.
Well,
that's why there's three of them.
Testing.
That's why there's three of them. There's tunnels underground.
So he's has he figured out if city squirrels are smarter or dumber than country squirrels?
Hey, what about them?
We should invite him to do a squirrel obstacle course out on Phil's land. And then
I don't
we'll
think
really
it's
know.
Fair that Mr. Rover made an obstacle course that he couldn't complete.
Oh,
well, he did it easy.
Hey, I'm telling you, it was impressive watching
him.
I'm saying,
you get that to human size. You think he could make it?
Look, here's what got him. He would make it. Okay, and look, they would figure it out like twice. Take about three times. They don't got
what the keeps them from just going to this end.
Well, figure this out. How come a bicycle can't stand up?
Oh, what is it, JD?
Gravity.
Too tired.
Oh, too tired. I thought we were still on science.
I don't know. Why a bicycle can't stand up? Too tired, JD.
I told you.
The most educational podcast in all of America.
Yeah.
We learned a lot today.
If you ever, I don't know, when you'd use half the stuff we talked about, maybe if you listen to Bobby Bones or something, they got little trivia questions.
I don't know that either.
See.
We learned that Michael Jordan was 6'6 and couldn't be a fighter pilot. Terminal velocity of a human is 120.
He didn't even need a plane to fly, though.
And squirrels can make it from one end to an obstacle.
Michael Jordan didn't even need a plane to fly.
Air Jordan.
There you go.
Air Jordan, boys.
But for real, though, how come?
I'm about to blow your mind. How many views do you think that has on YouTube?
100 million.
What?
Probably.
I don't know.
Why? Yes. It takes that squirrel 30 minutes to get from one end to the other?
No.
110 million views on YouTube.
110?
I just wonder why the squirrel doesn't start on the end with the food.
Let's make it 100.
No, you can't do that. No, Mark Rober's smart.
Well, let's make it 100.
Does it not drop the food till they get on the other end? Like, I don't understand.
No, you got to get to the end for it to drop the food. But he got it where you can't get to that end. It's all greased up on that side. Like, they ain't getting
it. Oh, yeah.
You gotta run the, you gotta run the obstacle course.
The only way to the food. You,
look, it would take them, you know, he'd build it. It would take them about three times. They'd figure it out, and he'd have to build another one.
He named all the squirrels, too.
Yeah. They would figure it out within three tries.
Any of them named Cy?
Nope. Fat Gus was there.
It was it was impressive to watch. You know,
I'm going to have to go watch it now.
You should.
Well, if you turn it on, we can make it 111.
He made it where the weight, if you stayed there too long, it would drop. You know, the weight would cause it to, gravity would cause it to fall. So they couldn't stay there. They couldn't stop.
So it's kind of like that show Wipeout.
Yeah. For squirrels.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Does John Cena commentate this one?
No. Mark Rober does.
Okay.
That's
it's funny.
Job.
It's funny as all get out to watch him, though.
It's worth a watch.
Yeah.
And there goes George. He doesn't go.
I don't know if
well, huh. Here we are. Let's take another break and get in that inbox. We're back. Hello@duckcallroom.com. That's the inbox. That's the emails. If you have anything, send it to us. If you got weird things on YouTube that we need to watch, like squirrel obstacle courses, hey, we're interested.
That's crazy.
You know? You can't say that that's not weird. Like,
incredible.
Oh, but well, I mean, yes, but still a bizarre thing to watch. Like,
hey.
It's fine. I get it. There's 110 million other weirdos. That's cool. I'm going to be the 100. I could potentially be the 111.
You would
I'm going
it.
To watch it.
It's very biological.
So, yeah.
There's also Squirrel Maze 2.0 and Squirrel Maze 3.0.
Hey, not only that, somebody in Africa.
Okay.
Okay. They actually done research on wild cats, like the lion, the cheetah. They gave them stuff to figure out how to get in a cage.
You don't
and
want
get food.
Them figuring out things.
And I think the cheetah was the smartest one.
That sounds like making a dinosaur.
He was the fastest.
Well, no, no, but he was also the smartest one.
I bet he could solve a Rubik's Cube.
Well, no, no. It was wild.
He had thumbs.
I've never solved a Rubik's Cube. I should do
But that's their scientists. Scientists are saying, okay, let's see what their thought process is on coming up against when they come up against different things.
He knows how to do a Rubik's Cube?
Different situations.
Sorry.
Who does?
Nothing. Don't worry about the minor details. Johnny D, what's in that inbox?
So what's in the inbox?
Hold on.
After you get through texting Chad.
Is it heavy or is it?
You know what's funny? Chad's idea was the email inbox, and he can do a Rubik's Cube. Smartest guy.
No, his son.
Oh.
Not him. I mean, he may have taught his son, but I've seen his son do it.
All right, first email. Hey, 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 whoa. Godwin and his fish fry secrets.
Okay.
What? All right.
What's your secret, Godwin?
Well, I ain't telling you.
That's why.
Apparently you already did. Alec emails in. Southern Illinois seems to be where he's from because that's where he fishes. He's been listening for only like a month and a half, but he's already binged, watched all of them. Newest episodes.
200 and something of them.
Say that 10
what
times.
What episode are we on? What episode is this?
239.
239?
239 hours of his life he ain't got back. Unreal. It's 100 days.
I'm not judging, Alec.
Quick math.
I've been here for all of them, too.
Yeah.
Chad can't do it. He was
what's his question?
Anyway, he's confused.
Confused.
Did you say you cook your crappie? He spells it weird. With sour cream and flour. He's fished them in Southern Illinois since he was a little boy, and he doesn't think this is a thing. Has the price of eggs gotten this high? He needs answers.
I don't put egg in it. No eggs. Don't worry about the price of egg.
He does.
He's wondering why.
I think my man makes an egg wash instead of using sour cream.
Yeah.
I think it's where he
must be.
At.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sour cream is easier.
Way better, too.
Yeah, sour cream's very way easier.
You put your fillets in a big old stainless steel bowl. Salt, pepper, garlic. Mix it up real good.
Praise the Lord.
And then you get you some sour cream with one of them big spoons in your drawer, and you whop you about three big scoops in there, and
you gotta mix it
all up real good. You think you got too much? Get you another spoonful, put in there, and then mix it up real good, and then put your flour in there. But while you're doing that, cook your fries. Let your fries be cooking. This is a time thing. Happens just perfect. You got your fries cooking, then you put your, you got your sour cream, then you put your flour on there. And I used to say, keep putting flour on it till there's no wet ingredients. I've changed that. Let it be some wet, you know. And let me tell you, it crunches up like fried chicken. 375, 2 minutes. You feed that to your woman, you fishing, get fishing baits, boat money, stuff like that.
Stuff like that. I mean, I'm interested.
I don't believe you.
I'm a cornmeal man myself.
Cook me some of them.
I bet it's no good. You should prove it.
Or you can switch the sour cream and put mustard.
Yeah, but if you use mustard, you got to get some Cool Ranch chips and put them in a Ziploc bag and beat them down to a bunch of crunchy and put that in there with your flour.
I don't know about all
that. I don't care about the crunchy stuff, okay?
Me and Martin are the only cornmeal men. And
I'm a cornmeal on catfish. Bream and crappie, you put flour on.
Sorry, do you fry bream whole with this? Or do you fillet bream?
You can do it either way. You do it either way.
Somebody catches big fish.
Yeah. You can do it either way.
That's what I do.
That's just what he does, folks. Hey, there you go.
Don't hate the player. Sorry.
It ain't his fault.
I ain't got time for bone. Daddy loved the bone. Daddy loved when I'd fillet that centerpiece.
Behind the head to the rib cage.
Yeah. And leave the tail on it.
Leave the tail on.
My grandma made me cut that piece off every time I played one.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
They like to pull the bones in their teeth, pull that meat, and they like to eat the tails like tater chips.
Yeah. I love a fish tail.
I've eaten many of a brim fish tail.
Or a dorsal fin. So good.
They're good. Mm-hmm. They ain't the tail.
No, but they're all good.
The tail's kind of like a crab claw.
Yeah.
You don't really know why you're eating it, but it sure is wonderful.
But you pop that tail off just right. It got meat on the end there, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just like the potato chip part of it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Nothing go to waste.
Mm-hmm. Nothing goes to waste.
Yeah. Bait money, boat money, gas money. Go get me some more of that. That's what she's going to tell you.
All right. Moving on, John.
He said it's what it is. Let's go with Ethan. Ethan's a young man, 24, from Montana. Wife and I just found out they're having another baby. Well, congratulations.
Okay. Whoop, whoop.
So they're super excited, but they're stressed out.
Uh-oh.
Because, Martin, what are kids?
Little people.
And?
Money.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Work.
Work, time, and money.
So, and right now he works in youth ministry. And youth ministers don't make a lot of cash, which is a fair statement probably across the board.
Yep.
She works too, but pregnancy's kind of rough on her, so they're a little nervous. He's not really sure what to do to support his family. Any advice? How do we handle money stress? That's a tough one.
Well, I would suspect your ministry could help with a lot of that, but man, get some odd jobs. You're a youth minister. You should have plenty of time, I would think, to, well, you're in Montana. Are y'all mowing grass yet? I don't even know.
No.
Like,
they just now budding up there.
Yeah. I mean, there's gotta be some stuff he can do.
Side gigs.
Yeah. Side hustles, whatever that may look like. Down here, a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people mow grass, but up there, but I mean, we live in a world now you can do so many things from home and get paid for it.
Mm-hmm. Like
working at night and do all kinds of things. But I'm sure, wouldn't you think there's like an online ministry program, like an outreach program that would pay him to like do lessons or something? I mean, I'm sure there is. Like,
ranchers are worming cows right now.
Or, you know, instead of worming humans, maybe we worm cows. Like,
what?
I mean, I don't. You know,
I mean, I think your head's in the right spot because you're thinking about those things.
Yeah.
Normally, people that get into trouble are the ones that just look up and say, What have I done wrong here?
Yeah.
So you know what's coming. You know, get out ahead of it and make a plan of some sort.
Yeah.
Sigh, anything?
Well, all I would say was live within your means.
Yeah.
You know, some people they buy stuff they don't need.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that kid having hand-me-down clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ben's ain't never got a new shirt in his life.
That's what I mean.
Whatever Carter had before him.
Yeah. All ours start out new, but they are all various shades of white now. We are not the ones like, oh, that one got carrots on it, throw it away. No, they wearing orange and yellow. And I mean, their white stuff doesn't turn striped almost.
There ain't no hand-me-downs for you, though.
No, they pretty much grow out of them at the same time. Waylon hang out in them a little longer than Jackson, but no, they're. But we are giving our stuff to people who are having kids. There's a lot of people having kids right now, so. We just
kids, man.
We let them come pick whatever they want, whatever they don't want, then we give to the donation.
But you asked about it, you got it, dude. You're already taking care of it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But I think there's a lot of, the world we live in is pretty cool because there's a lot of different ways to make revenue that don't require, like, you leaving home necessarily. So there's a lot of interesting ways to make money that used to not exist. So I just think it all depends on how hard you want to work.
Mm-hmm. Like, and one of the best ways to make money is to spend less.
Yep, 100%.
Figure out ways to scratch a dollar here, scratch a dollar there, and take care of the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves.
Ooh, that's deep.
Who's that?
That's deep.
You know who that is. Nah. This is your boy Clay.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
He says that all the time.
Well, yeah, because he's had to worry about a penny.
Oh, boy. Hey, man's got a plane. The dollars took care of themselves. I don't have a Bible verse ready. Has anybody got one?
I don't know. How about taking care of some pennies or something?
How about some financials?
No, I don't. Somebody just sent me one, actually. Where's my phone?
Where's your Bible verse? We gotta wrap this joke up.
Actually, yeah, a buddy of mine just sent me this. I thought it was kind of cool. He says, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. And it says, thanks for always being a great friend and listening to my complaining. So that's a cool thing. I mean, when you get those kind of texts, that's an encouraging thing. I've known this guy for about 12 years now.
A true friend is to be cherished.
There you go.
I'll put it that way.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of cool when you get those kind of texts. But be that guy. Be those people. You out there listening, be the people that get those kind of texts. But also don't be afraid to be the people that send those kind of texts to the one that matter in your life. But that's a wrap on the most winding, meandering podcast yet. That's two dead gum biggins from Bussy Break, son.
That's big, man.
I know exactly where that is on Bussy
Break. I know. It's right there.
My favorite part of this picture.
Biggins.
Is this old boy on the back only got one shoe on?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the geoengineering going on above their head.
Yep. Look how long them.
Look at the chemtrails above their head.
That's just old.
Grading clouds.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. MLF pro in like 10 years. Colby Dark.
Maybe then he can get a haircut.
Awesome. No, never.
Right, we'll see you next time here on the Duck Call Room. We're out.